White, Fleming. It's RSN 927's Breakfast Club.
Hey, the Magpies are in action in the JLT Community Series next Thursday night against the Bombers. They had a hit out yesterday at their home ground, and from all reports, Taylor Adams was the clear standout performer for the Magpies
track
yesterday.
Watches.
To the track watchers out there, the pundits, they said he was the best player. So we got him on the line on the Breakfast Club. He joins us. Good morning, Taylor.
Morning, boys. How are we?
We're very well, mate. Is that true? Can you pump yourself up and say you're the best on?
I don't think so. There's a few good performances out there, and obviously a pretty hot hit out for us last night. But we had Jamie Allen come back in. And then, usual ball getters in Treloar and Pendlebury were both pretty good. So it was nice to get through unscathed, and I'll see how the boys play this morning. But from all reports, everyone seems to be okay.
He deflected half. He was BOG.
Oh, yeah, no doubt about that. That's what he was. I read between the lines. He was definitely BOG. Just tell me, the conditions were very testing, as you mentioned, and I think the game was pulled back from four quarters to three thirds as a result of that. How did you pull up today?
Yeah, it was certainly hot. I think the temperature was about 34 degrees when we ran out there. So it was, and that sun, that exposed sun, was really, really tough. But not too bad today. I think the fact that we played only three quarters was a smart move by the coaching staff and the fitness staff. So I imagine most of the boys would be a little bit tired and fatigued today, but a lot better off coming out off only three quarters.
Are you where you want to be, Taylor? The team going into what is effectively the start of your season, only 7 days away.
Yeah, it's really hard to know how you're going to go. I think all clubs at this stage of the year sort of think their pre-seasons have been the best. Our list is pretty healthy at the moment. Everyone seems to be training quite well, and we've got a fit bunch of guys. So, last night was just a bit of fun. It was nice to get out there and have a run around and not have to chuck the runners on after training and do 400. So, we'll see next week. We come up against the Bombers. But yeah, I think at this stage we're quite happy with where we're at.
You touched before on Jamie Elliott, and I think of all the things that have happened over the last week, that's to me one of the most encouraging things I've heard. That he's out there playing, he played really well. A lot of people forget just how good a footballer he is because he's missed so much footy in the last couple of years.
Yeah, he's a huge asset to our footy team. His ability to play tall and small in our forward line, and then he can play through the midfield on the wing. His ability to kick goals and obviously take those big marks it stands out, but his forward pressure is something that we really value as a footy team, and he's had a great pre-season. I can just imagine him jumping out of his skin to get out there next week and playing that in the JLT series.
There was some concern, Taylor, about whether or not he would be up and about this early, Jamie Elliott. We all want him to be, and I'm sure Magpie fans want him to be up and about, but is he a bit further advanced than perhaps he even thought?
Yeah, I think it was with his surgery, it was really hard to know. It was almost a week-by-week thing. I know it was very, very slow and frustrating for him at the start, all the way back in September when he had the surgery. I know it was a bit of a slow burn for him, but he's probably been training for 2.5-3 months now, and since coming back into full training, hasn't missed a beat. His fitness is great, and he's got that real power and speed back that helps him play the sort of game that he likes to play. So, credit to him and the amount of rehab he did. Cut his pre-season, his off-season short and come to the club to do a lot of extra rehab, and it's probably paid off for him.
Taylor, how are the new recruits going there in 2017? Daniel Wells, Main, Hoskin Elliott.
Yeah, all going well. There's been a bit of talk about Wellesley the last 3 months or so. He played two quarters last night, which was the plan, and played quite well. Just some of the stuff he does at training has been really, really impressive from our point of view. He's a dynamic midfielder who uses the ball really well, and we can't wait to have him kicking the ball inside 50 for us. And for other boys, both played really well last night. Wilbur, I played with him at the Giants, and he's just an amazing runner, a really good athlete, and it puts his best footy forward. He'll definitely play on our team. And Chris Mayne was just really solid again last night. Just forward pressure he's known for, but also his ability to bring his teammates into the game was fantastic.
Can I ask you about another player? Growing up, I was a Collingwood supporter, Taylor, and Peter Dacos was my hero. The 35 on the back of the duffel coat. He's a superstar, as everyone knows that's ever watched him play or heard the stories. And it's great to see his son Josh now in the black and white. How did he look last night? All reports say he was pretty promising.
Yeah, he's been training really well, Josh. He's still got a bit to learn about the game plan and about AFL football. He's sort of probably come in a little bit unfit, but his last probably month of training has been really positive. Last night he kicked a couple of goals and was really lively out forward. So I think just speaking to him, he sort of wants to build his own career and make a name for himself, and he's done everything right so far. We've obviously got Callum Brown as well down there, another father-son who's, unfortunately, he's got a bit of glandular fever at the moment. But before that, he was also really promising. Those two boys have been great. They're always just sponges. They just want to learn off a lot of the senior boys. And, as you saw, or as most of us saw last night, Blake's going to be really lively up forward. And hopefully he can kick as many goals as his dad did.
And Taylor, what about the change of dynamic with no Dane Swan down there? And do you think he can win the Celebrity Get Me Out of the Jungle TV show?
I've sort of been tuning into that a little bit. He started off very slowly, 20. Didn't say much on there, but we'll obviously miss him. He's a superstar for our footy club. But I think most of the boys sort of keep in contact with him, and he sort of floats in and out when he feels like it. We've got a pretty young midfield there with Jordan Agoe coming through. We've got Chalor obviously on board last year, and Pendles and Sidey. So I think we'll be able to cover the hole that Swanee's left.
There's been so much talk, Taylor, about Nathan Buckley and the fact that he needs to make the finals to keep his job and all that sort of thing. I shouldn't say the fact, but the talk is about that. As a player and a player in the leadership group, what are your plans or aspirations for the year? Are you putting targets up there, or is it just purely week by week and see what happens at the end of it?
Yeah, it's very cliche, but we haven't spoken about finals footy yet. I think every team would want to be playing finals footy in come September. And we're no different, but at the moment we've just finished the pre-season. We're sort of a little bit unknown of how we're going to go this year. There's seven other teams who want to play finals footy, so it is very cliche, but we're definitely using the week-by-week process. Next week is sort of the start of our year, and there's a lot of excited guys around the footy club. We can't wait to get out there and just play some footy.
Yeah, training sucks, let's be honest, Taylor. Playing is where it's at, and you get to do that next week against the Bombers at Etihad Stadium next Thursday night to kick off the JLT series. Well done on your performance yesterday. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks, guys.
Taylor Adams from the Magpies. Get behind Taylor and the Pies this year, whether it's a men's or women's membership or both. Visit collingwoodfc.com.au.